with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, now with Chris Lees, it went really good. 4 to beat 1, 10 and 8.
4, 1, 10 and 8 there. The feature race today at Tamworth is the Tamworth Cup Prelude, as Gary mentioned, race 7 today at 4.30. Jindabyne number 8 is the fixed odds favourite at 3.30. Mapmaker 4.20. It's a Schmozzle 5.50.
Yeah, I've left Jindabyne out here. You can't tip them all, but I like them 5, 1, 4 and 2. Mapmaker trained on the track. He's won 2 from 5 here. He's running the championship, country championship qualifier at Scone as a ripper. There were excuses. He only got beat less than half a length by Taylor's Choice, and he was a bit unlucky. Then he ran fourth in the wild card. I think he can win. One inch at Schmozzle, but a massive weight, but geez, a good country horse. That was a huge win at Scone the other day, but he carried 60. He's got 62 and a half today. He'll be much better suited than the Tamworth Cup, no doubt, but he'll be hard to beat. 4 Hot Biddy will get back and run on, and 2 Darcy won the last start winner at Coonamble. My numbers are 5, 1, 4 and 2.
And the last, a Class 1, Dalmatia Prince number 2, $4 favourite over Split the Atom at 5.
Andrew, I thought Micah's Lassett a good chance here, trained by Brett Kavanagh. She's only had 2 runs. She's about $8. She run third at Toowoomba on the boo, was well beaten. That was way back in July, had a long spell, and then Kev produced her at Corowa just recently, and set outside the leader, and she was too good in a race there. And that's a big rise in class, and she's drawn bad, but Rachel Murray's riding her, and Kev's been on a bit of a roll here on these country tracks since he comes to Scone. Number 10, I thought was second pick in the race, Split the Atom. It's been going okay here on the home track. 12 and 2, best for the others. 5, 10, 12 and 2. Cole Beat is my best bet. Andrew on the card. Beautiful day. And I hope we've got a few winners there, mate.
All right, mate. And that best is race 6, number 4. We'll hear and speak to you right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed you didn't ask me how many Easter eggs I had.
Oh, you're the only one I haven't asked, and you're the obvious. How many did you eat?
Only one this year. World record. One. Oh,
Jesus, you are looking after yourself these days, mate. You go and make up for it today, eh?
I will.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary Harley previewing Tamworth Cup Prelude Day, the first at 5 to 1 today. A break, and then we'll continue on with our previews. The right stuff coming along with Canterbury and Paul Joyce.
Every morning, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best form analysts previewing race meetings around Australia. With the races starting earlier this week, Racing HQ will have 2 hours of previews on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays from 10.
I've gone 5, 2, 1 and 8. I'm a big Glen Hall fan here.
Including Greyhound and Harness from 10:30. It's the best way to start every punting day. Racing HQ, here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
Most parents agree that junior sport is about kids getting exercise and having fun at the same time. But for some kids, that fun becomes a nightmare when they are put under constant pressure by parents and spectators. Yelling out instructions from the sidelines or banging on about what you think they did wrong can turn kids away from sport for good. I'm Caitlin Thwaites from the Australian Diamonds, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Major light rail construction work is now underway at the Bridge and Grosvenor Street intersection, with full closures in place until Tuesday morning. Visit livetraffic.com for details. In Mascot, we've still got a truck broken down on General Holmes Drive near Butler Road. One northbound lane is closed. No delays heading into the airport, and a good flow north to the Central Coast on the M1 right now. At Bunnings Warehouse, you can turn your Easter DIY plans into reality. So why not use the break to do something great at your place? Visit the Bunnings website for your local stores trading hours. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tam's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, the racing talk continues. Paul Joyce about to preview Canterbury at 10:30. It's the regular going greyhounds. A summary of the golden Easter egg from the weekend with Mark Duclos. At 11 this morning, Peter Ellis to look at Oakbank. Not long after that, Steve Moran looking at Sandown. Simon Dinopoulos, Fairfield trots begin early. We've got it all covered as we warm up to Easter Monday racing. And helping us with those winners for free entry at Canterbury is Paul Joyce. How are you, Joycey? And I've got to ask the question, how many Easter eggs for you yesterday?
No Easter eggs for me.
None.
I've got a 3.5-year-old Andrew, so he ate a lot and he'd eaten them all before breakfast. So nothing left for Dad, and I was in the office doing for me. He got sinned in for a couple of hours because of that.
Oh, jeez, mate. The Easter eggs, they've come up a treat for most people, but enjoy some today. Maybe buy some on the way home from the races. You can just nibble away when he goes to sleep tonight.
Good plan. I might take a couple out there with me, Andrew. I think that's probably the best way to go.
Righto. Well, let's hook in, mate. First meeting at Canterbury since February 17, so it's had a rest. It's had those two Godolphin horses out there for Charlie Appleby, and they're still there, but it's had a break from racing.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think most punters will be keen to bet on a different track, as well as Randwick has handled the amount of rain we've had. It's racing like a tired track, so we're keen to get somewhere new and fresh, and hopefully we can find a few winners out there today.
Righto. Well, in the first with Tab Fixed Odds, number two, El Venetian's been 250 into 240. Polaris Jack, 420, now 4. And 8, Wananka, has been 5 into 480. Being a public holiday, we don't see the activity that we normally see on a Saturday, but the latest figures is what they're betting right now with Tab, Paul.
Yeah, look, the money will come. It'll probably just come a bit closer to race time as punters work out the form this morning. Look, I'm keen on one in the first, Andrew. I'm with the 8, 6, 2 and 1. Wayanka for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman. We're still getting $4.80, which I think is a really good price. It's worth noting this three-year-old has been gelded during his spell. He's had a 68-day break since failing on the heavy track at Warwick Farm. But he's trialled on the heavy at Rose Hill since he's been gelded. Hugh Bowman rode him in the trial. They strangled him out the back. He never let him go. He found a few horses to trail in the run home. I thought it was a real eye-catching trial. I wanted to see a bit of money for him, and that definitely has come this morning. So number 8, Wayanka, a worthy gamble to get the ball rolling. Number 6, Polaris Jack. Speaking of good trials, this Les Bridge Train 3-year-old rocketed home in a trial on a heavy track at Randwick leading into this run. He has had the two trials, so he should be fit enough for this, and he certainly showed a fair bit of ability at his first campaign. So they're the 2, 8 and 6. The 2, El Venetian, I'm not knocking him. He's the favourite at the moment at 240. He's under the odds for mine, but he has trialled quite well in heavy going. We have seen a fair bit of him at the races. He's been placed 2 from 4. Tricky gate today, but he may get across and lead. Number 1, Cordero, the other one that's been a bit easy in the market. I haven't been as wrapped with his lead-up trials. I think I'd prefer to wait till he gets on top of the ground. So I'll go 8, 6, 2 and 1, Andrew, in the opener.
Righto, to race number 2 at Canterbury. Oh, by the way, we had Tony Brazel way back at about 6:45 this morning. Lots of trial horses here, so I'll update on his tips for the trial horses from earlier. He did like 8, Wayanka in the first, number 8. Now, in race 2, number 13, Envy of All, $3.20 now, $3. These markets have changed a little bit with the scratchings. Pimble is currently at $4.60. It's had support. And Icon of Dubai, the half to Pride of Dubai, is currently at $7. Tony, off all the trialers, like 4, Icon of Dubai. How do you see it, Paul?
Yeah, it is a day for trials, particularly those first few races, Andrew. I've gone 13, 7, 3 and 8. I'm with the 13, Envy of All. And we are talking about trials here. This filly is on debut, so all we've got to go off is the trials. She's a Your Song filly with James Cummings, and I loved her last trial at Randwick. It was a genuine heavy track. She showed blistering acceleration at the end of the trial and gapped her rivals. She's a Your Song, the Your Song who himself was an absolute mudlark. He's been throwing plenty of horses that handle these conditions, and the money's come for 13, Envy of All. Look, she'll probably settle back a bit from what I've seen at the trials, but there is good pace in the race, and I expect her to charge past them at the business end, the 13, Envy of All. Danger here, number 7, Pimble, an absolute opposite at the trials. He's a speed machine. He won his last trial by a length on a heavy track, but he was about 10 in front with 100 to go, and they put the chokehold on him. He's a real speedster, barrier 1. He'll give a great sight. Worth noting that Gerald Ryan has taken the blinkers off since that trial just to try and get him to relax a little bit more, but he's got the pace to lead for a long way. Number 3, Easy Go, Easy Win. They paid $380,000 for this Savabille youngster. He's trialled very well on soft and heavy going. He hasn't been let down in any of his trials, so keep a big watch on him at the $18. And number 8, Regent, a first starter by Lonro for John O'Shea. I thought he had plenty up the sleeve in the trial behind Icon of Dubai. I actually thought he did trial better than Peter and Paul Snowden's youngster, so he's made his way into fourth pick. 13, 7, 3 and 8. Definitely the most intriguing race on the card, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. The way James spoke about Envy of All, he certainly does expect a good run today. Race 3, the Tab Rewards over the 1,200. 7, Love Letter is the favourite at $3.40. It's been just a little bit easy, but there's not much change there. Number 12, Slow Burn, 360 now, 370. And 3, Symbolism, 480 now, 460. Paul in the third.
Yeah, again, first starters, trial form to go off. Interested if Tony Brassell found one here, because I'm keen on the 12, Slow Burn. I've gone 12, 8, 7 and 4. Now, Les Bridge, we know he can produce them on debut. He's got a real knack of doing it. He gives them plenty of time at the trials. Slow Burn's been to the trials on 4 occasions, winning her past 3 trials from the front, which is a little bit unusual for Les Bridge horses. I think this filly is blessed with natural early pace, and hopefully they utilise that today, because I think if she bounces out and leads, they will not catch her from what I've seen at the trials. I've already had a good bet on her at around the 360 mark. She's now 370, so hopefully those odds do trim up closer to race time. I want to see some money for her. The 8 Noir for Chris Waller has the race experience, was a bit unlucky on the Beaumont track, finished second there after being held up in the straight, did get out and had her chance. She'll definitely improve off that, and she maps perfectly here. The 7 Love Letter, formerly called Cuba, for those that are interested in that name change, finished second in a recent Rose Hill trial, and I thought very strong, had plenty up the sleeve in that trial, so a big watch on the 7. And number 4, Hittite, now with James Cummings, formerly with Chris Waller, a well-bred filly, and she's closed off strongly in a couple of trials as well. So I've gone 12, 8, 7 and 4. Big query, obviously, number 3, Symbolism. He's been trialling on the synthetic track and looking quite good, but I find it hard to back horses off that synthetic track. So I've gone 12, 8, 7 and 4, Andrew.
Yeah, Tony's fancy was Love Letter, number 7 in that race. Tim Clark was on. He's got a good book of rides on paper, Tim, and when Ray asked him about the best chances, he rated Slow Burn. He wrote it in work last Tuesday and said basically she'll bounce and go forward and make her own luck, according to Tim in the interview earlier this morning for Paul's top tip, number 12. Let's move to race 4, the 1,100-metre race sponsored by Vinery. In this race, number 7, In Times of War, 320 now, 340. Let me actually go back. Have I got the right race? No, I haven't. I'll go to the next race, race 4, on my Tab app. And number 7, In Times of War, has been 240 into 235. Nonpareil, number 4, 420 into 380. And Miss Debutante, number 3, has been a slight drifter out to 480. Tony's trial tip was In Times of War, number 7.
Yeah, that's no surprise, Andrew. He's a good judge. I've gone 7, 4, 10 and 3. Look, you can't miss In Times of War if you've been watching the trials. Her last trial was behind DEFCON, and she was just cruising up behind DEFCON. Could have gone past him easily. And her trial before that, she actually won a trial beating Miss Valentine, the stablemate. Last prep, we saw a bit of her as well. She ran second to a missed opportunity, which has been a really strong form race at Canterbury. She then ran second behind Sprite. Well, we've all seen what Sprite went on to do during the spring. And then she finally broke through at Warwick Farm before going for a spell. She beat a horse called Zonk. Now, anyone who's been following Zonk would have got the money first up this prep when Les Bridges' horse won up the provincial. So all of the form around In Times of War's winning form, and she's been trialling super. I think she's one of the best bets of the day. Currently 235, so nothing flash in the price department, but she should be winning. The 4 Nonpareil, she's the obvious danger. First up winner at Kembla, has that bit of fitness on her side, and she maps well here. She's proven in soft and heavy ground for John O'Shea. She's a genuine threat. Number 10, Divergent, best roughie in the race if you're playing the multis. she was a funny one because she was leading and getting run down. She blew the start at Beaumont before she went out for a spell, ripped down the outside, won by 3 lengths. Interesting to see what tactics they adopt this preparation with her. She's obviously got some ability there for Paddy Webster. And number 3, Miss Debutant Andrew, just haven't been overly wrapped with the trials. She'll lead, she'll give a sight, but I just don't think she's got the class of these top few. I'll go 7, 4, 10, and 3 in the fourth.
7, 4, 10, and 3 there. Now we move to the first leg of the quaddy being an 8-race card today. So race 5 at 5-3. We've got Reinforced back into the racing after a couple of placings so far this prep for Peter and Paul Snowden. It's currently at $4. It's been $4.20 into 4. Number 7, Octavian Augustus, featured this morning in the Stewards Report, $4.60 out to $4.80. And number 6, La Cavalier, is 7 into $6.50. And the 3, A Point Percy's been another slight mover, 7 into $6.50. But the favourite, Reinforced at $4 here, Paul. And Tony left the next couple of races apart. There's not many trialers here.
No, we're going back to form now only. And on this race here, looking at the value in the race, I found 6, La Cavalier, 6, 5, 2 and 8. He's racing really well, this horse. He's been in the money at his past 7 starts. Bar a fourth placing at Warwick Farm, where he was only beaten a length behind Be Like Dad. So he really is racing consistently at the moment. He loves this Canterbury track. He's had 3 starts. He never missed a top 3 finish. And he also loves a soft track. He's been in the money at 6 of 13 on the soft. Just needs a few things to go his way. He needs a bit of speed in the race. But Karen McAvoy is a great judge. And I think with enough pace up front, Karen can get this horse to the outside and give him the last crack at them. Number 6, La Cavalier at the $6.50 on top in race 5. The favourite, number 5, Reinforced, only lightly raced this preparation. Had a bit of an incident there losing the rider first up. Has since been runner-up twice. Form line reads okay for this. Not convinced he's a wet tracker. That's my query with him. Number 2, Beretta. Well, he is a wet tracker and the blinkers go back on today. He's value at $9 coming through a provincial championship heat. And the best of the rest, I thought number 8, Don't Nick Me. Big odds at $21. I've got him leading, and he may just give a bit of cheek, especially if the track happens to be suiting on paces. 6, 5, 2 and 8 for me in the fifth.
6, 5, 2 and 8 there. To race number 6, the Ranvet over the 1,900 metres. With tab fixed odds here, the favourite is number 8, Up and Rolling. Is currently at $3.20. Now, this market's changed a bit with the scratchings, particularly of Interlocutor this morning. So, at the moment, Paul, Up and Rolling at $3.20, Red Knot at $4, Multitude at $4.40, and then Nahima, number 6, at $6. They've all tightened up because of that scratching of the two.
Yeah, exactly. He was obviously the popular horse last night. I've gone 8, 9, 1, and 3 here, Andrew. Number 8, Up and Rolling on top. I'd been taken with his trials, this former Kiwi now with Chris Waller. He then tackled a mile at Newcastle at his first Australian start. And he did okay. He settled just off the pace. He loomed to hit the front and then the back markers swooped on him late, Sedanza and into Lakuta. Obviously into Lakuta not here today, and Up and Rolling's now taken the favourite role. There does look enough pace in the race, which will suit him because he's got a wide gate and will probably get back. But I think the 1900 will definitely suit. So going with the favourite, Up and Rolling. To beat the 9, Hirokin at $16, make sure you play him in the multiples. This horse was the subject of the jockey getting a month suspension last start at Orange in the Cup Prelude when he lost his position badly from about the middle of the race to the turn and then rattled home late. It was a big run, and no surprise, Hirokin today at $16 could get into the money. The 1, Multitude, the wide gate, giving us a bit of a price, but with the scratchings, he comes in a bit now, and Multitude at the 440, now a major player here for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. And I thought the 3, Red Knot, they paid $1 million for this horse as a yearling. I'm tipping it ended up out at Rodney Northern's for a lot less than that. And he's been in terrific form for Rod since Rod's got hold of him. So number 3, Red Knot, another one that'll give you a great sight up on speed. I've gone 8, 9, 1 and 3.
Righto, to race 7, the second last over the 1,100. At the moment, Calander, number 10, it's been 260 into 250. Number 8, LMNOP, 6 into 550. The 5's been just a little bit easy, Queen of Kariba, 650 out to 7. Number 6, 3 Sheets, a little bit of support, as Glenn mentioned this morning, 850, now 8 in this race. But the favourite, Calander, got a really good push from Peter Snowden this morning. It's only had the 1 trial. It was a pretty hot trial that day, but the horse is forward enough to be very competitive here.
Yes, Andrew, you can't go. I can't go past Philander. I'm 10-5, 6-3. Obviously, that trial really caught my eye. That was the DEFCON In Times of War trial. So we'll already have a good guide with In Times of War racing earlier in the day. But if that's not convincing enough, just have a look at Philander's win in the English Sprint on a heavy track in December. So that was a really powerful effort coming from back in the field and charging away from them. He's a good horse, I think. I think he'll go into much better races than a benchmark 78. And being a three-year-old, he does have to take on the older horses here, but I do think he's up to it. Number five, Queen of Kariba. She's been racing in Group 3 company. She hasn't been far off. She's had genuine excuses in the Triskay and the Winona Girl. So she looks really well placed in a benchmark 78. At the $7, she's a definite for my quaddie. The 6-3 Sheets, paying $8. His first up run at Scone was a ripper behind Royal Tudor. And then we saw Royal Tudor come to Randwick on Saturday and run a bottler of a race, finishing fourth in the Hallmark. So there's a bit of form there around three sheep. And number three, Aredo, saves his best for Canterbury. Five starts at this track and distance, has never finished outside of the Quinella, yet we're getting odds of $9 today. So I'm going a bit wide in the quaddy. 10-5, 6-3 are my numbers. Calander the top pick, but I'll definitely be playing the multiples with those other three.
Okay. Tony did like the trial of Calander as well there, number 10, Tony Brazel. Let's move to the last race today at Canterbury with Tab Fixed Odds. At the moment, the favourite is number 9, and that, of course, is Roguish, 480 into 460. Been a little bit of support here. Bratislava for Godolphin, number 7. Yesterday, 650, now 480. There's been, and the other one, Thard, number 13, 8 into 6. So there's a couple here, the 7 and the 13, that have been specced behind the favourite here, Paul.
Yeah, no surprise. There's been support for a couple of those. I've gone 13, 4, 5 and 9 in the last. Number 13, Thard, really interests me here, the three-year-old for Team Hawks. $300,000 purchase. He's a gelding now, and he trialled at Rose Hill. It was his second trial this time in on a heavy track, and he looked to do it really easily. He had them held late, and he also trialled in his first trial with the DEFCON In Times of War trial. So we're going to have a really good guide by that stage of the day where that trial's at. Obviously, we've seen Thard twice at the races, and he handled the heavy here at Canterbury, beating Dortmund and Nepean, and I thought he beat them well. Nepean was a horse with plenty of promise. So there's depth around Thard, and I'm happy to take him here against the older horses. Number 4, What Could Be. This horse is desperate for a drier track than what he's got today. He's coming through the provincial championship races. He ran fourth at Newcastle behind Cleveland Bay. Just not going to get the ideal conditions today, but hopefully by this stage of the day it's improving. He's got a soft draw. He's a very talented horse for Alan Scores, and I'd love to see him win a race like this. He just needs probably a drier track today, but throw him in at the $14 in the multi. Number 5, Top Ravine, huge query now with Matty Dale, formerly with Mick Price. Haven't seen it at the trials, so we're really betting on spec there with the 5. And number 9, Roguish, current favourite at 440. Hard to knock on a last start win at a heavy track. He does love this these conditions. So I've gone 13, 4, 5 and 9, but I'm keen on the 13th Thard in the last.
Yeah, we had Michael Hawks on this morning. His only concern was that little draw, awkward draw there, but they're certainly hoping he can finish on. And being gelded, the horse has really turned it around. They're hoping that he can make the Brisbane trip this winter. So I think it tells us the stable's got a good opinion.
Exactly, Andrew, and kicking off in a benchmark 72 on a Monday at Canterbury is probably the ideal sort of race. You'd want him to be winning if you had thoughts of going to Brisbane.
Understand. All right, how are you going to play best bet or each way or something like that?
Yeah, look, the early races really excite me today with these horses coming out of the trials on a better track than what we've been racing on recently. But the best of those is actually the Les Bridge train, the three-year-old filly Slow Burn. So race 3, number 12, Slow Burn, currently 370. I've made her my best of the day, and she's certainly been my biggest bet so far today.
Okay. Have you done a quaddie?
Yeah, I've got a quaddie here, Andrew. It'll cost $16 for 10%. We're going wide early and then trimming it up in the last with Thard and What Could Be. So the first leg, we've got 6-5-2-8-7. So that's 6-5-2-8-7 in the first, 8-9-1-3 in the second, 10-5-6-3 in the third. And as I said, we're bringing it home with just numbers 13 and 4, Thard, and What Could Be in the last. $16 for 10%. I think you'll get a really good run for your money if you want to play that today.
Okay, we're looking forward to it all unfolding. Free entry at Canterbury, the 1st at 12:30. Now, you'll be back on Wednesday morning between 10 and about 10:40, previewing Wyong. We've got 8 races there at Wyong. The fields have just come out. A soft 5, but at least the weather's fine for Wyong on Wednesday. Good luck today, Paul, and we'll hear you back on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce and his preview of Canterbury Park. Tomorrow, we've got racing at Taree. That track at the moment for the Cambrac Race Club meeting up there is a soft 7 and the rail at 3 metres. The weather fine, though, at Taree. And the other meeting, it was set down for Albury, but take note, tomorrow's meeting is at Corowa. The track there, fine and a good four. The rail is true. Tomorrow morning between 10 and 10.30, you'll get a full preview for Taree. And don't forget, Punters Postmortem tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 with Ron Duffersey and Dean Lester joining Terry Kennedy between 9 and 10 tomorrow. A break on Racing HQ. Russell Veitch will step in and Going Greyhounds with Mark Duclos. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, previews for Oakbank. Steve Moran with Sandown, lots of other information as we jump into Easter Monday racing.
Tuesday morning, talk to Ron Duffersey, Dean Lester and the Tabs' Glenn Munsey about all things carnival.
We had the star of the show in Winx.
On our talkback number, 135353. Hunter's Postmortem, Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Every weekend, you'll see them somewhere watching kids play sport. People living out their own sporting dreams through their kids. Some of them think they know everything about sport and they're not afraid to let others know. But it's these same people who make kids want to give up sport because they put them under pressure. If that person is you or someone you know, it's time to stop. I'm Dean Mum from the New South Wales Waratahs and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules for more info.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds this 17th day of April 2017, Easter Monday. I trust you've had a lovely Easter. I can tell you what, the action was thick and fast at Wentworth Park on Saturday evening for New South Wales Night of Nights. The Golden Easter Egg, of course, was the feature event. But a sensational support card of greyhound racing action was also on offer, including the Group 1 Association Cup. We had three Group 3 events, the Magic Maiden New Sensation and also the Ambrosoli. First up, let's take a look at the action from Sandown Park on Thursday evening and Suffragette for Steve White and Kerry White, and also owner Jeff Slattery. They took out the $150,000 to the winner Group 2 launching pad final. And